Happy Sunday to you and welcome to the second part of our two-part teaching all around manifesting. There will be more teachings on this for the rest of the week, but I wanted to do these two parts consecutively to really help elevate and uplift your mood. So when we think about manifesting, like I said in the text message you read just there, it does bring an uplifting or exciting feeling. Oh, what am I going to create? But then we get stuck in the mode of, well, how am I going to do it? Is it going to show up? And then this is where all the thoughts can bring us down vibrationally and bring our energy down. Yesterday, what I wanted you to do was to think about all the things we've covered over the last number of weeks about moving into alignment, feeling good, our emotional, you know, vibrational energy. But also I wanted you to think about what it was that you really did want to bring into your life. And were you feeling that that was possible for you? Because a lot of times when we're thinking about what we want to manifest, so say it's a beautiful new career, a beautiful new relationship, maybe you want to have a baby, maybe it's something like that, and you have a very clear idea in your mind of what you desire, but all of the doubts start to come in. So you are telling yourself that this thing can happen for you and trying to convince yourself, but underneath it, you're actually seeing a different version of it. You might be seeing a lesser version of it, a more limited version of it, or you might be just seeing the negative side. So you're thinking about it so much, but you're actually seeing the opposite of what it is that you're desiring. So what, of course, that does is it sends mixed messages out into the universe, and generally we get mixed results or no results at all, which can then waver our confidence in ourselves and in the universe to help us to create what it is we want. So I read a really interesting thing, first of all, yesterday, which I thought was so interesting as well that it came up at this time, so timely that it showed up on my newsfeed, and it was all about a thing called liminal time, where it's the space between where you are now and what it is that you wish to create. And a lot of us think that that space is the waiting place, the limbo place, and that's where a lot of our fears come up. And actually what this quote was saying, or this teaching was saying, is that it actually is the most transformational space, because in that space where you're waiting for your desire to show up, where you're taking inspired action, which is action that feels good to you, and when you're trying to keep your focus in a more positive sense on where you wish to go, that there's so much going on that this space actually holds a lot of weight and probably holds more than we actually realize. We get irritated, frustrated, impatient in that space. But really what this girl was saying through her quote or her teaching was, this is the time where you've really got to step up. This is the time where your self-care has to be optimum. This is the time where you're really having to feel into what you're manifesting. So when you think about what it is that you wish to create, does it conjure up an idea or a feeling of excitement and, you know, wonder and awe? Or does it bring up excitement, but then immediately it's like, well, that just won't happen for me? These parts are so important, because when we're trying to create a manifest, we're really trying to move into alignment with what is our, you know, our birthright, what we're meant to have and what's meant to show up for us. But past experiences and fears and doubts are the biggest things that stop us from creating. And there's no point in me saying to you, look, forget about your big dreams and your big hopes, or forget about your fear and worry of getting there. Every part of what you're feeling is so important and it's so relevant. So when I got you to think yesterday about the big things that you wanted to create and manifest, and now I'm getting you to think about whether you truly believe that can happen for you. Say you don't. Say it's a new relationship you'd like or a new job you'd like. It does feel a little bit outside your comfort zone at this time. Take it step by step. Maybe the first thing you need to manifest, say for a new job, is to have the right help to get your CV together, or for the right opportunities to start showing up when you're looking for a job. If it's a new relationship, for example, that you want, perhaps you can't see yourself in the relationship, but again, it's like maybe somebody giving you a hand to set up a nice online profile, or just having one date with someone even that you mightn't be interested in, but just kind of gives you a bit of practice. Maybe you're looking to feel a different way. Maybe your health is struggling at this time and you're trying to see your body in an optimal place and finding that very difficult because you might be feeling physically unwell or fearful or worried. So just take one step at a time and say, okay, I'd like to manifest over the next week that I feel a little bit more easy in my body. It was like what I was talking to you about, the emotional vibrational scale, or that scale of consciousness, where we want to increase the good feeling within ourselves, but it's a process. So manifesting and creating is really important as well to do that, because actually if you're manifesting something quite quickly, it will drive you on to do more and more and more of it. And the more relaxed you are, and the more you're manifesting the small things in between, it'll give you that confidence to manifest the bigger things. But it'll become so part of every day, so like second nature to you, you will get in that flow. And manifesting is really about being in a space of time where you're allowing what you desire to come in. And we will always say, and I've talked about this a lot, but of course I would allow the beautiful thing to come into my life. And actually, that's not true, because that's where our fears stand up. Logically, we'll allow it, but emotionally, we might be feeling really different. So I have a few things that I'm trying to create and manifest at this time, and I'm actually going to share more about them in the next couple of months, because it's something I'm trying to really create a space for manifesting these things. And I'm going to go through all of these practices on this journey with you, but I'd like to talk about them in a few months when I've actually brought them to fruition, and I really do feel I'm going to. So I feel like it'll be an exciting time to talk about it then, and what, you know, all of this stuff did for me, because this is helping me as well as I'm doing that. But it's stuff that I've tried to create and manifest in my life before, and I haven't been able to do it. And one thing that I would share is in the, I suppose, the space that I'm going towards, moving, not trying, that's the wrong word, but in moving into more alignment with myself, is that self-replenishment I keep talking about. It's so important. But also, like I was saying yesterday, writing down all the logical reasons it will happen. But I think, and somebody said this to me in a class I was doing a few weeks ago, if we're focused on something, it's not just the belief of that, it's the commitment to that too. So there's something I'm trying to do, which again I'll share, and there's kind of two options of things I could do around this. And I had one option in my mind of hoping something would be option A, but option B has come up as another option. So I thought to myself, okay, like I could go for option B, and sure, if A happens, that's great. But in my class that I was doing, my teacher was saying to me, no, you know, you've got to commit to one. You've got to commit to one path. And then if that path doesn't work after a time, you can move on to the next. But you can't be trying to commit to two paths at the one time, because it's not going to work. And it's even like aspects to do with my work, which I'm trying to do stuff to create around that. It's the same thing. It's like I will have dreams and hopes for my membership that all of you are part of for it to grow and expand. And it really has been over the last number of months in particular. And I want to elevate it and take it higher and higher. But before I'd say, oh yeah, like I'll do all of the things to make it better, but my belief that it could be better wasn't there. So then I would give half the energy to it, and then half the energy to other things that I might want to also make really good. And then basically it was like each option was only getting a little bit of energy, and again, sending out that mixed message. So it's about dedication and devotion to the path you're going on. So for example, if it's a new job, a new relationship, a sense of healing yourself physically, looking for a sense of more inner peace and contentment, you might want to manifest more alignment, you might want to manifest more practical, more tangible, material things, whatever it is. Are you on a path to commitment to that? And what I mean by commitment is taking those action steps that are going to bring you there, but keeping your focus on it. And if it doesn't show up in a month, are you going to give out to yourself and say, well, I'm going to forget that, that wasn't for me. As I always say about manifesting, the how and the when, unfortunately, is left up to something higher. And I say unfortunately, because that's the most frustrating bit. But we have to see that outcome. We have to see it really clearly. You know, I did a reading for a girl about 2 weeks ago who was going into a very difficult court case around a separation. And she wanted me to look at how that court case would go in terms of the outcome. So I could see the outcome was actually going to be very good, but she wanted to know, would it settle or would it go for 2 days, let's say. And actually the cards would not tell me, for whatever reason. It hadn't been decided energetically or spiritually, but they just wouldn't tell me. Maybe she just didn't need to know, because sometimes information won't present itself if the person's not meant to know. And I said, look, forget about whether it's a day or 2 days, or it's a week, or you're going to settle on the door steps or whatever. Think about what it is you want. Hold the outcome in your mind of what it is that you want to walk away from. Forget about how it happens, how long it takes to happen. And she was like, okay, like, I'm going to do that. And then she texts me just on Friday to tell me that she had gone, and it had, she had got very close to what it was that she wanted, and it actually did settle on the steps, which is amazing because it's very uncommon for that to happen. So, but she let go of the how part, fair play to her. She actually did. She was nervous about it, but she let go of it and just kept that in her mind. And to me, that was so quick that she could move into that space to do it, because I know myself, I would logically try to do that myself, and then, you know, would get caught up in the how part. And that's where we give all our energy to. So like I was saying, with that liminal timing where it's the space between where we are now and that thing that we want to create, that desire we have, it's, that's the transformative space. But that's generally the space where our fears and our worries and our doubts come up. And if, like, you think about something small you want to manifest, you just let go of it. Because as I spoke about last night, we have things that we've got such an attachment to the outcome. And it's okay to want a certain outcome. But if it actually, for example, if you're going to start to try to manifest something or move into flow with it, and you're thinking about it all the time, thinking about how you're going to manifest it, thinking about how you're going to create it, you're actually more focusing on the fact it's not there. So parts of what we're going to talk about during the week is surrendering and acceptance and trusting. And they're hard parts too, by the way, but they're the biggest energies too. So take what you're learning from today, looking at, can you look at your bigger thing you'd like to manifest or create and break it down into steps and start small and get the results that you want? Can you look at that liminal timing? What are you going to do in that space? What are you going to do in that transformative space in between? And that is key to where you're going. So look, if you have any questions or want to share anything personal with me around your own process of this, please feel free to text me and I can reply to you. Like I always say, if you text me, it comes to me individually. So it won't go out to like all the members or anything like that. It'll just come straight to my phone. So I wish you a beautiful Sunday. Look forward to connecting with you during the week.